Hey everyone, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I'm so excited for the next three episodes for you guys. This is going to be so cool. All right, so the number one request I get by far from all of you guys, from all of people listening to the podcast, from all my funnel hackers, every funnel hacking live, everything people ask is, we want to hear from your wife. How in the world does she deal with you as an entrepreneur? How do entrepreneurial families work? How do we, like, we get so many questions for Colette all the time. And I'm not going to lie, I'm very protective of my beautiful wife. And, you know, this is not her world. She doesn't step on stage and speak in front of thousands of people. She doesn't feel comfortable there. The first couple of years of events, she didn't even come to them. She stayed at home and supported us and took care of the family and things like that. And it was just something that I was always kind of nervous introducing her to. And the very first Funnel Hacking Live, I remember she came to it and she said she walked in, she saw the audience and she started bawling. She's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that this is what was actually happening. She was like, I'm supporting you and doing these things, but I didn't know the fruits of it. And it's fun because every year she comes to Funnel Hacking Live now, she's sitting on the front row and she's like, I don't understand half the things you guys are saying, but I just love the energy and the people and the stories. And anyway, she is my favorite person on this planet and I'm so grateful for her. She's amazing. And I always say that you can only be as successful as your spouse will allow you to be. And so without her, there's no way that I could have become who I've become. And there's no way that I could have formed this team and built ClickFunnels and all the amazing things that the fruits of all this work we've been doing for the last decade and a half would not have been possible without my wife, Colette. And so it's funny because people always want to hear from her and I always just tell them no. But I'm very impressed. Some of my friends, the Latimers, Josh Latimer joined my inner circle a little while ago and he played things so well. When we went to, he came to the very first Funnel Hacking Live and the first thing he did is he ran up and found my wife, Colette. And kind of put this in perspective, most people when they see me at Funnel Hacking Live or at the airport or anywhere, they run and they push my wife aside and like, Russell, and they don't even pay attention to her. And it's that's how you tell if you failed the test. If you didn't say hi to my wife and didn't acknowledge her, you failed the test. That's basically it. If you ever want me to call you back or pay attention, how you treat my wife is how much attention I will pay back to you. So it's kind of funny because people always just like brush her aside and just ask me the question. And it's like, ah, you guys missed it. You missed the most important thing in the world to me and you didn't even acknowledge it. And Josh was the opposite way. He ran up to Colette and said, hey, I'm here to thank you. He's like, I know the sacrifice that my wife's gone through for my business to get here. And I know the sacrifice that you're going through behind the scenes every single day. And just so grateful for you. And so because of that, my wife knew who he was. And because when he asked, can I do this thing? He'd opened a door and he'd planted the seeds. And so, reluctantly, I finally said yes. And him and his wife are working on a really cool project. In fact, it's not all live yet, but if you go to honorandfire.com, so HonorandFire.com, Honor and Fire, as of right now, there's a family checklist system there, but they're building a whole system for entrepreneurial families. And what they're doing is super cool and it's fun. And I want to share with you guys, but this interview is part of one of their training courses they have for families. And so they allowed me to be able to share with you guys. And so you guys have a chance to hear 10 questions with my wife and I talking about entrepreneurship and families and how it all works together. So this is the very first, we're gonna break this into three episodes. Episode number one, we're going to cover three questions that they ask. The very first question is, what is the best/hardest thing about being an entrepreneur? Number two is, how is it possible to aggressively pursue business dreams but still have a happy home life? And number three, talk about a hard time in your life. And so we're going to share those three questions on this episode, and then come back tomorrow. We'll share with you guys episode number two. So after this is done, pause your phone, go to honorandfire.com, and go opt in, get the family the family systems checklist from the Latimer family. And this will help you to grow your family, to be able to have a successful business and a family at the same time. So I want to thank Latimer family for allowing us to share this interview with you guys. And again, go to honorandfire.com to go opt in. And with that said, we're going to cue up a theme song. When we come back, we're going to listen to the first of three segments of the interview with my beautiful wife, Colette. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. Hey, my friends, how the heck are you? I'm so excited that you're here hanging out with us. You get to look behind the curtain in terms of business and family in a way that I've never seen done before. We're going to ask Colette and Russell Brunson some questions about their family, their culture, their story, and just the raw truth about, like,
the good and the bad, and how it's really hard to grow a business. It's really hard to be married. It's hard to have be a parent, and you mix it all together, and it's like this cocktail of potential destruction. But they're still there, and it seems like they love each other. I'm pretty sure they love each other. So thank you, Russell and Colette, for being here. How are you?
Doing amazing. Glad to be here.
Yeah, super excited.
Get my wife on camera for the first time. It's exciting.
It's a big deal.
You're going to owe Colette big time. We got to think of something really epic to send her, because I know this is not in your comfort zone, but it's going to help so many people. It's inspiring to them. So without further ado, the first question's an easy one, I think. And the first question is, what is, from your perspective, the best thing and the hardest thing just about being an entrepreneurial family? Because this is a weird lifestyle. What's the good and the bad from both of your perspectives?
You want to start? You want me to start?
Go ahead. You kick it off.
All right, I'll start. So I think the best part, at least my belief, the best part is like all the people we have a chance to serve. Like that's why we do Fun Hacking Live and do these events. And like now it's funny because now it's like we're internet celebrities. Like at the airport, people come to us. At the weirdest spots, like people run to us. And the consistent theme is like, oh my gosh, you changed my life. You changed my life. I think that's the best part. I think it's fun to see the kids. The kids will be like, Dad got spotted again, which is, I think, we were at the waffle place the other day, and some guy came up and was like, Russell Brunson, you changed my life. My kids are like, my dad got spotted again. I think that's the best part. The hardest part is like, it's just hard. I don't know. It's hard because it's like you said, there's three big aspects. There's like the marriage, there's the kids, and there's the business. And all of them take a lot of time. We did the love language test with our kids on Sunday, and all except for one of our kids' love language is quality time. It's like quality time to go around. We got so many kids, you know. I think the hard part is sometimes you get caught up in the business side, and it's like, oh, I got to remember, like, this is what's actually most important. How do I shift my focus back to them? And how do we, you know, how do we break away from? I think sometimes business, when you're having success, you get like the positive feedback all the time, you know, and then you go home and it's like, oh, my kids are struggling here. And it's harder. You don't get the immediate positive feedback. So a lot of times I think it's just like, okay, but this is the most important part. We got to go and do it. I think that's the hardest part sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And I think the best thing for me, I guess it is seeing how lives are changed and things like that is super empowering. I remember one of the first Funnel Hacking Lives I went to, I just had Nora, and I walked into the room and I'm like, what's happening? Like, these people are here for you. Being at home with all the kids sometimes, you know, he goes and he does his thing and then I'm home. And then, so my eyes are really opened at that first funnel hacking experience and I had a moment, I was super hormonal anyway, but just bawled and I did the ugly cry for a minute. So I'm like, wait a sec. So that's really cool. So the best thing for me is to see him chase his dream, change people's lives. But also, like, for being at home too, being able to be at home with my kids. And so that's really, really cool. I think it's opposite. So the hardest thing for me sometimes is being spotted. Cause I'm like, okay. I'm not wearing makeup today, but whatever. It's fine. We're real people. So sometimes that's hard for me. Or sometimes they'll get super excited to see Russell and they're like, Russell Brunson. And then they push me out of the way. Or, you know, I'm like, oh.
Big mistake, fan.
Big mistake. No, just kidding. I don't care. But yeah, so sometimes.
It's true though. If you guys want to be smart, like this is why we're on this interview right now. Josh is a very smart man. The first person he said hi to was Colette, and now we're here. And so if you were the other way around, it doesn't work that way. So yeah, it was funny. We were on the plane the other day, and someone ran up and was like all excited to meet me. And he's from Rexburg, which is where Colette grew up. Colette's like, oh, I'm from Rexburg. He's like, oh, and just kept going. And it was just like, all right, I'm not going to remember your name now.
What about me?
I couldn't have done anything without her. And that's the reality, right? I mean, when you're doing marketing and you're the face and you're being the charismatic leader and stuff, that's one thing. But there's times when you're frustrated and you're breaking down and you're like crying and it's hard. And ClickFunnels wasn't always a $100 million thing. It was an idea and Todd's coding and you're like, the dynamic is so hard when you're launching something and this is everything. And so it was totally authentic, the whole say thanks to Colette, because ClickFunnels did change our life. Joining Inner Circle changed our life. I mean, for lots of reasons, but I know that doesn't happen without her doing all kinds of stuff, holding you up, doing just it's huge. And I know that other married entrepreneurs know exactly what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. Real quick, I forgot to ask in the beginning, how long have you guys been married? I think a lot of people probably know your story in general, but how long has it been? How many kids do you have? Tell us about that.
So we've been married almost 17 years. It will be 17 in August, and we have 5 kids ranging 13 to 4. And yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we've been married 17 years in July. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Ready for question number 2?
Yep. Yes. How is it possible to aggressively pursue business dreams and still have a healthy home life?
That's my question. Mm-hmm. you know, it's interesting. It's kind of weird right now. We've had a lot of friends who are in business recently who have made the split, and it's like, oh, and I don't know. It's every time that happens, it's like heart wrenching for us. It's like, oh, like you did the hard things together. And then like, when you're supposed to be celebrating, that's when they split, and it's tough. You know, there's a quote that this guy named David O. McKay said. He said that no success can compensate for failure in the home. And that's like a thing that like rings in my head all the time when I'm at work and I'm like stressing out all sorts of stuff. And then, you know, it's like, kids wrestling practice happening, or we got to do this or whatever. And it's like, my head, the easy thing is just like, oh, I'm too busy, I can't do that. But then like that quote comes to my head, like, no success can compensate for failure in the home. And a lot of times I just have to stop, like, the day's done. I got to be done. Even though like there's so many things that are happening, there's so much stress and anxiety and like a billion emails I don't answer to and 500 voicemails, you know, and like all these things, it's like, I just have to stop and like, and come home. And I think that's a big part of it. I think the other thing that's been really good, we kind of learned this early in the marriage. Like, I think sometimes, you know, so there are times when you like, you have to pull an all nighter or you have to go be gone for a weekend. And I think, at the beginning of our marriage, I was really bad at like letting her know that until it's like 9:30 at night. And I'm like, she's like, where are you? I'm like, oh, I'm not coming home tonight. Like, and then that's when the friction would always happen. And I think I got better at like knowing like, okay, next week Todd's coming to town. There's probably going to be a night or two that's going to be. And it's like, when you were like aware of it, then it's like, then it was okay. And we were able to kind of like just figure things out. And so communication, I think, is a big thing. You know, I don't think we're the best communicators. We're still learning that part of our life. We're still learning that. But I think as we've gotten better, like that's where it's like, I'm able to go really, really aggressive because I know that like, she knows that I'm gone this time and she can support it, and then vice versa. And it's just, it helps to, you know, helps to kind of even it all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I second that 100%. I think communication's huge and we're not the best at it. And it's been a lot of, I mean, sometimes, yeah, upset and sad and whatever. The emotions that come there, angry, not sad, angry. But I really feel blessed. Like Russell said, you know, there are a lot of people that do this journey, and then, you know, sometimes it's so hard that their marriages do fail or the partnership fails. So I really feel blessed because I really feel it's also attitude. And I feel like we've portrayed a lot of positive energy to our family and to our kids. And then they kind of see that too. And I just think it's really a neat thing that as aggressively as this entrepreneurship world is and as fast and furious as Russell's brain works and goes, it's really cool for them to be like, oh my goodness. But it's for me too, as a mom, seeing a couple of the kids, their brains kind of taking over and starting to aggressively have these dreams. And I'm like, how do I, you know, but it's really cool. Like, how do I keep that a healthy thing for them and say, discourage them and be like, wait, let's do these other things first.
It's hard sometimes when Dallin like has this $1 million idea. Like, you do your homework yet? Like, you know, it's like, I want to do this thing. Like, you have to do your homework. You have to, like, you know? Not discourage them while it's like,
yeah,
it's tough.
Well, I know you guys are believers too, and that's, you know, like a consistent theme, like with a lot of the high achievers that we're going to be interviewing for this, is like, that's an anchor. I know that's a huge part of your life as well, right? And we love Jesus, and we're a Christian family and stuff. Question number 3, I'm going to ask you about a time when it was really hard, which maybe that never happened for you, but, you know, you're talking about love language. I think there should be a book called The Fight Language too. Ashley's fight language is passive aggressive. So like, she just doesn't talk. She doesn't talk.
I'm getting better.
When she doesn't talk, I tell her to stop yelling at me because I say that that's the equivalent of yelling. It's just a different methodology.
Right. Yes.
You should totally write that book. That'd be the greatest.
Right. So, So tell us about a time on your journey, whenever, whatever comes to mind, when it was really hard. Maybe there's friction. Maybe it's financial uncertainty. God knows you've went through a lot of that. And how did you get through it?
Okay, let's see.
There's been a lot of it. It's like,
like what?
It hasn't been all sunshine and roses as much as people think. Yeah.
No, it's really a hard journey. I want to say I'm going to start with Ellie. Like when I was pregnant with Ellie, I feel like I was kind of struggling with my identity a little bit and things like that. Where was I going with this? But I think back, our marriage was kind of struggling. And was it our 7-year niche? No, maybe it wasn't. That's 7 years. Okay, it was a 7-year niche. And I was really going through a funk and he was going through a funk and we were trying to figure out things. And you guys, therapy is amazing. Like, do it. So hard times through marriage and then business. So I would say it's good to have coaches. It's good to have, like, Tony Robbins changed my life. Like, I went to that UPW that I came home on cloud number 10,000. And I feel like I came home a better wife and mom. And I feel like you need to redo that because I feel like then all of a sudden you go down that slippery slope again. So relationship wise, I feel like 2007 ish, but then business wise, 2010, we took a pretty big hit. But communication. So I didn't really know. And so I'm like, let's go to Disneyland. And he's like, we're broke. And I'm like, what? Like, I thought we were rich.
I was like, trying to, like, protect her from
this one day.
I can totally relate. Totally relate. Sometimes I was like, oh, I need to, I told my mom, I went to the ATM and I was like, Mom, I don't know if I can get $40 out to go to the garage, to a garage sale. And she was like, okay. So I look at my bank account and it's like multiple figures, like thousands and thousands. And I was like, she's like, so are we good? I'm like, yep, I guess we're good. She was just like, it's shopping. I was like,
you never know.
Yeah, we could go buy a house, maybe. I don't know. What do you want to go buy? It
goes up and down.
It's so exciting, this entrepreneurial world.
Yeah. Anyway. I think I was thinking about the hardest is, and I shared the story of Funlocking Live, and it's funny because afterwards Clint came up and that hit me. Do you remember? You're like, I didn't tell you about all of that. I'm like, oh, I was trying to protect you. And
we're a partnership. He held a lot of information from me. And so at that, it was Dallas, I believe, and I was bawling my eyeballs out. So I'm like, you were going through that alone. That's not okay.
Yeah. So I was trying to keep it a secret from her because I'm the man. I don't want to, like, we always had enough money. I know, like, back then, like, basically we got a paycheck every single month that covered, like, all of our living expenses. And I was like, as long as that doesn't shift, then her world doesn't have to shift at all. So I didn't want to, like, put any stress or pressure on her and the kids. And so, like, I knew, like, that if it ever got worse, like, that I didn't, like, lower that, you know, then I'd bring it up. And I was like, I can handle this. I'd go every single day and just, you know, we had, it was horrible. We had to lay off like 70, 80 people in one day. We, like, lost all of our merchant accounts. It was just battle after battle. It was like a year of just, like the most stress and pressure ever. But I think one of the most impactful moments of that whole journey, I don't remember where it was in the timeline. All I remember is that I was trying to take all this pressure and this burden myself. Because I felt like it was my fault. I'd messed up. And that was not just keeping it from her, but it was keeping it from God, keeping it from everything.
Yeah.
And every one morning, I was just like in the room and I was just...
It was a disaster.
And I didn't know what to do. And I didn't want to go in the office, but I had to. And, like, all these things. And I was just, like, in tears. And I just remember, I don't know if you remember this. I remember you grabbing me and, like, pulling me to my knees. And you're like, we need to pray right now. And I think you prayed for me and prayed for the business and prayed for everything. Yes. And it was one of those moments where I was just like, I'm not alone. You know, I have my wife, I have God, I have other things, and I have to, like, I need to rely. I can't keep relying on myself. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, really the turning point for me. And so that was definitely the hardest part. And then probably the coolest thing that came from that and helped me to be more, be more open.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, that is heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we're looking at. Cause I know that that's the case for everybody in their own way. Like, that's the reality, because when we're front stage, you got to be doing the thing, right? Mm-hmm. But there's all this stuff happening behind the scenes. It's just incredible. Did you have something you wanted to add to that, Colette?
No, it was funny because I was thinking of that exact same story. Like, when I grabbed him and I pulled him down, I'm like, we need to pray. Like, anyway, so it was really cool that you shared that. Felt that energy.
Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.